Welcome to the program, Sam Rzhovsky, Sam Nation Talk Radio, 790 KBC. What did I say yesterday? We called it. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not spiking the football. Although from time to time, I have to do it. You know, I have to justify my existence here behind the microphone. Yesterday, I in jest mentioned that just perhaps with, Wobbles was having all sorts of problems, wasn't she? Yeah. Wobbles Clinton, that's right. And I suggested that perhaps she ought to do what they did in North Korea, which is to get a stunt double. And I meant it. It was just a joke. That's all it was. It was a joke. Somebody was listening to this program, I'll tell you that. Because I wake up this morning, as I'm occasionally happens. I have a thought, and sometimes I bring it to the air, sometimes I don't. But at any rate, wake up, and boom, it was everywhere. It was New York Post, New York Daily News, Daily Mail, Telegraph. Not CNN, of course not. They wouldn't have it. Internet conspiracy theorists have decided Hillary Clinton has a body double. So, the story's grounded in some fact. And if you've just kind of heard about this in passing, I'll tell you quickly what it's all about. There is apparently a woman out there that has made a living as a Hillary Clinton impersonator. And her name is Teresa Barnwell. And I guess there were so many rumors. They took pictures of her. They took pictures of Hillary going in to the Chelsea Clinton emergency room. I meant Chelsea's apartment, but you know, I mean, anyway. So going into Chelsea's apartment and then coming out, and they're comparing these pictures. And I'm dying because I'm looking at these photos. I mean, she looks exactly the same going in as she does going out, except she's conscious coming out. So, this is what happened. So, long story short, all these people are saying, well, yeah, her earrings a little bit different, her hair's a little bit different, her thighs look thinner, her waist. I mean, it was really rude, right? I mean, they're talking about her pooch in her stomach that had suddenly evaporated. So she goes in, comes out a different person, and speculation begins about where is Clinton's body double. So this woman, Teresa Barnwell, has a Twitter account, because everybody does. We do too, by the way. I hope you follow it. Sam Nation Show. Twitter. We've got some good stuff. I have fun with it. But nonetheless, Teresa has one as well. And she now begins to punk. That's right. That's one of those new terms of art. Punk. The conspiracy theorists that are swirling with all their ideas and suspicions on the internet. So what does she do? Oh, good. Yeah, I'll tell you. She starts to intimate that she was, hey, look, turns out I was in New York yesterday. And and people went berserk. They totally bought it. And she goes, come on. Well, what is she right here? I'll tell you what the quote was. Teresa Barnwell had a joke. Yeah, so she writes back, okay, people, calm down. I was in L.A. today all day. Was just messing with your crazy conspiracy-minded little heads. Go to bed. And that's when she began messing with my conspiracy little head, because I started thinking, wasn't Hillary supposed to be in L.A. the next day? I mean, really. Knowing that she had a full-scale schedule, right, 9/11, everything, you know, she was going to be out there in the heat. She doesn't drink water, apparently, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But, I mean, what would you do after a vexing weekend where you just threw half of America into a basket of deplorables? You go, hey, I'm going to fly out to L.A., but I'm going to need a stunt double. King Jong-il style. I don't know. Just throwing it out there. Okay, it is what it is. So, Wobbles. not doing well, out of sight, out of mind, not out of mind. But, you know, I can tell you something about the press. Mark my word. They are loving talking about this pneumonia thing. I mean, they are eating it up. Everywhere I'm, you know, I prepare to make sure I come to the microphone in the evening and have all the information from the day all wrapped up with a beautiful bow on top. And I want to make sure I deliver the best word I can on what happened today or during the course of the day. So I've got all my channels going. I've got, you know, I even occasionally do flip to the Clinton News Network. I have to gag, though, as I do. Anyway, everywhere they're talking about this pneumonia thing. Oh, pneumonia this and pneumonia that and pneumonia, pneumonia, pneumonia. They are so happy to be talking about pneumonia and not talking about the basket of deplorables. And you know why they're relieved? Well, yeah, they're relieved because this pneumonia thing is, oh, this is great. I mean, I've never seen so many sophisticated people be so excited that someone has pneumonia. Well, they're excited. I'm telling you, they're excited because pneumonia, it's probably not really what she has. The problem's got to be deeper. And we're going to talk again. We're going to get into that here in a minute. But the issue is, I'm telling you, you can tell the press is just gleeful. I was watching, MSNBC, Chris Matthews, tingles, right? Chris Matthews tingle up his leg over Obama back in, 2008. Anyway, I mean, they're so happy about this disease as she supposedly has because it explains everything. It just fits perfectly. Now all she needs is rest and she's going to get back on the campaign trail and everything's going to be peachy keen and fantastic. But not so fast. Hillary's top surrogate to the rescue. Bill Clinton, that's right. Now, Bill's taking her place on that trip out to California. My guess is that Bill and Teresa Barnwell might be getting drinks later, or not. But at any rate, Bill's taking her place. But he's doing all these interviews, and in typical Bill fashion, he's not necessarily helping her a whole bunch. Okay, well, he goes on Charlie Rose, which is, I'm talking about, that is deeply friendly territory. If you are a Democrat and a left winger, what you do to, when you need to get your message out, I mean, you go to Charlie Rose. It's soft, it's PBS, it's everything. Okay, so, but this actually aired, what was it on? CBS? But at any rate, Charlie Rose. When it comes to Democrats, he always asks the hard-hitting questions, doesn't he? So here it is. Let's play clip number 5, if you've got it. This is Charlie Rose.
Everybody would
asking,
like to know
interviewing
how
Bill
is
Clinton,
Secretary Clinton?
Earlier
today. She's
doing
fine. She was even better last night.
Do we have
she
the
went
clip?
Sleep. She had a good night's sleep. She's doing fine. She just got dehydrated yesterday.
Is that what happened? She got dehydrated?
Yeah.
Because when you look at that collapse, that video that was taken, you wonder if it's not more serious.
No, she...
than dehydration.
Well, that's hard-hitting there. All right, so now if it's not more serious, so what is it? So let's continue that.
Well, if it is, it's a mystery to me and all of her doctors, because it's frequently... not frequently, I think.
What did he just say?
Rarely, but on more than one occasion over the last many, many years... the same sort of things happened to her when she just got severely dehydrated.
That's it. It's just severe dehydration. But this is it right here. This is the Bill just stepped in it. Because he answers, he says, it's a mystery to me and all her doctors frequently. Well, not frequently, rarely. Frequently. Now, I want to tell you something. I know this is, I have to engage in a little bit of theater of the mind here. You know, they teach you there's certain tells when somebody's lying, you know, when they're about to fib. Do you know one of the shortcuts on that? One of the hints, the clues that body language experts can literally tell you which they put three people in a room and they can tell you which one of the three is lying. Well, one of the tells is if you if you're talking to somebody and they're telling you something, and right before they give you the answer, they'll look down. Looking down is the classic tell that what is about to come out of my mouth is total, unadulterated, bona fide BS. Well, Bill's a good liar. I'll give him that. And we know this, right? We know this. This is not, I'm not making any, breaking any news here. But what do we have? Right when he starts to say, you know, when he starts to say she's doing fine, he looks down. He looks right in that interview, and he's got that great Bill Clinton smile, and he looks so charming, but right as he looks down. And I'm telling you, this is nuts. So, there is a lot more to this. There is a lot more to this than meets the eye. So what of it? What of it? Where does this all go? So Hillary's hiding out. She's hiding out, and she's got all her surrogates out in full force, not just Bill, but also we got Obama. And the Obama rally in Philly. Did you catch this? Did you see any of it? I think we're going to have to. Well, let me at least first start by setting the scene. The scene is that Obama gets out there and does the first solo rally for Trump, for Hillary. And what he does is he's out there. He's got his shirt sleeved all rolled out. And here's what he does. He gets up and he just goes. I mean, the stuff that comes out of his mouth, you're not going to believe it. In fact, when we come back, I'm going to roll this clip. I think getting it straight from his mouth is good. Because I tell you, while he's devastatingly effective, it goes to the heart, exactly to the heart of why the Democrats are going to lose this time. These ideas here just don't sell and people aren't going to buy it. So back when we get back, we're going to talk about this Obama rally a little bit more. Sam Rojofsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KABC.
Check out samnation.com for show podcasts. Email samnation at info@thesamnation.com. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram and like us on Facebook.
I wonder if we could turn the whole thing into a musical. This has been such an epic weekend. You know, you've got the foot and mouth comments. You've got the, you know, the wobbles going on, getting into the van, feigning spells, missing the, going to your daughter's apartment instead of the ER. You know what I have a working title. Les Déplorables. I mean, it would be like, those of you who aren't francophone, I'll tell you. That's Les Deplorables. I don't know who we get. We should get Barbara Streisand on that. Shouldn't we? Barbs could do it. Sam Rojofsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KBC. We are in studio and having way too much fun. More fun than I should be allowed to have here. Hillary Clinton. Not on the campaign trail. She is resting. She's curing her pneumonia or something along those lines. And she's sending out her surrogates. Now, I talked last segment. We talked a little bit about Bill went out and did that Charlie Rose interview. And, you know, he let slip that there were a number of instances where she may have had these fainting spells. Which is in and of itself an admission, by the way. I want to say it's not just that they're happening where he says frequently, but that they're even fainting spells. They're so obsessed with projecting that she doesn't faint. In fact, when it came to what happened on September 11th at the memorial, one of the key things that they said is that she never lost consciousness. And at the end of the day, whatever it is, whether it's serious or not, it starts to be more of a question of kind of the honesty and the transparency of the situation. You know, what was it? Maureen Dowd said, is it the health or the stealth? Putting it rather succinctly. So, Obama came to the rescue. The cavalry, not necessarily the A-team, but, you know, there it was. And oh, by the way, you know people. Yeah, that's right. Tingles. Chris Matthews, he was so excited. Oh, that was exactly what the campaign needed. Because you know what? They're looking at Obama. There he was. You know, he got his shirt sleeves rolled up and he's there. He's talking. Where was he? Where was he given his little address? Philadelphia. So he's in Pennsylvania, you know, and that's an important key swing state, right? That's the only swing state right now where Hillary has a little bit of an advantage. And I'll talk about the poll, too, in a minute. So at any rate, so he's there. And you can tell the way the left, the moderators have responded. The news reporters, they are so, they miss Obama. Boy, they are so, this is exactly what Hillary needed. This is perfect. I mean, Trump's got to be shaking in his boots. This is simple. So simple. It's just so important for you to realize this, that this is an admission in and of itself of how inferior of a candidate Hillary is. So, we have that tape. I mean, let's talk about him. We got clip number three. You got it ready?
I keep on reading this analysis that, well, you know, Trump's got support from, like, working folks.
I mean, he got right to it. He starts talking about Trump.
Really? That, like, this is the guy you want to be championing working people? This guy who spent 70 years on this earth showing no concern for working people.
Oh, please. Okay.
This guy's suddenly going to be your champion?
Yeah, he might be.
I mean, he spent most of his life trying to stay as far away from working people as he could.
Okay, wait, stop the tape. So first of all, that's just classic liberal BS. Everybody knows, how do you stay away from working people if you want to build skyscrapers? That's impossible. Everybody knows that. All right, when we come back, I got a couple more little Obama snippets, and then I'm going to show you why he is so full of it, and then some. All right. Stay tuned. Sam Murjovsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Now, as an added spot tonight, I just wanted to let you guys know that we are subjugating our entire show to Sam Nation because apparently he's right and the rest of everyone is wrong.
I'm getting really excited about this Les Deplorables, the musical, or Les Deplorables, if you are sophisticated. Sam Murjovsky, Sam Nation Talk Radio, 790 KABC, and we're back talking about the news of the day, my take on it, and you know, it's not, you know, what do we practice here? We always say we practice correct thinking. It's not always fit into a box, one place or another, but we try to break down things and we try to get at the truth. The truth matters, believe it or not. Now, as an aside, I want to always, since we're live and we've got some news that trickles in now, this just hit the fan and it's related to wobbles in her email. So I'm gonna throw it out there really quick, and it's going to develop tomorrow. You're going to see this is going to be all over the news, so you can be ready for it. So Powell, you know how the email Hillary's always been using Secretary Powell as an excuse for, hey, well, he did it. You know, he did it. Which, by the way, didn't that not work on the playground? You know, I remember when I did stuff at school, elementary school, you know, and I threw food or something. I said, but he did it. He did it. That doesn't work. What are you, 12? 5? I have 3 kids, I swear. Some of these excuses are the same that I hear at home. So anyway, you know what Colin Powell just said? He just said that he had to throw a mini hissy fit. Well, wait, I'm going to tell him exactly what it was. Yeah, he threw a mini fit at a party at the Hamptons, a mini tantrum, just to get Hillary Clinton's people's attention that he was not going to go for this whole, like, narrative of them using him as a scapegoat for email thing. And so now, and Colin Powell doesn't want to be involved in this. He doesn't want to be a part of this. He just wants to retire and be quiet. And now he's had it, and he's talking. And it's going to be a big story tomorrow. So we'll follow it some more tomorrow as it develops. But let's get back to Obama, another lovely demagogue, our friend, our president, and the heartthrob of the American political left, because everybody wishes Obama was back on the scene and was in the saddle and was the guy giving these speeches and not Hillary. So let's see here. I want to get to these clips. Do we have that second part of the clip? Robbie, let's play it.
And now talking about Trump. This guy's going to be the champion of working people. Huh? I mean, he wasn't going to let you on his golf course. He wasn't going to let you buy in his condo. And now suddenly this guy's going to be your champion?
God, what a demagogue. Okay, so first of all, Trump, let me tell you something about Trump. The dude loves money, okay? He loves the cash, the green. He might as well be a vegetarian. He loves green so much. I don't care if you're black, purple, yellow. The Indian with feathers or a red dot, it doesn't matter. If you've got money, he's going to sell a condo to you. That's plain and simple. You think Trump cares about what your race is? Now, he's not going to give it away. That's for sure. This is so stupid. Do they actually believe this? You know, I got it. While we're talking about Obama, God, this is the best part. This is where he talks about what kind of a businessman Trump is. And I don't have enough time to play this clip. You guys, no, let's play it really quick. Yeah, let's play it really quick.
He's not really a plans guy.
Talking about Trump.
Guy.
He's not a fat guy.
He calls himself a business guy. But America's got a lot of businesswomen and women who succeeded without hiding their tax returns or leaving a trail of lawsuits or workers who didn't get paid. People feeling like they got cheated.
No, oh, people that got cheated. Stop that. This is rich. You know, coming from a guy whose multi-million dollar house was paid for by Tony Resco, you know, crime lord syndicate, you know, from Chicago. Give me a break. When we come back, I am going to tell you, well, I'm just going to show you, because it's radio, what Trump's cheated workers really feel like. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KABC.
We shall fight on the airwaves. We shall fight on Twitter and Facebook. We shall broadcast our program, whatever the cost may be. And if Sam Nation lasts for 1,000 years, men will say this was their finest hour.
So what do you do if you're driving drunk? Well, you try not to hit anything, right? Well, what you really want to do is make sure you're not the guy in Bremerton, Washington, who crashed while driving drunk right into a sign that reads, "Please don't drink and drive." Let me tell you, there are a lot of idiots out on the road. Drunk drivers, bad drivers. I'm not going to make any basket of deplorables comments, but I'm just going to tell you right out there, it is tough to drive when you're wearing a Klan hood. I guarantee it. Bad visibility. So what do you do? What do you do if you get rear-ended by somebody, some moron out there with the Bernie sticker? You know, he still hasn't peeled it off, the poor sucker. Well, you call Sweet James. That's what you do. Right away. Don't wait. Don't wait for the insurance company to play their games and do their stuff. Just call the guy that we trust on this show. Call the guy that countless thousands of clients have gone to help them with their cases. This is what you do. You go. Get your phone. Dial 1-800-881-2021, 1-800-881-2021, or go, hey, take your phone, computer, whatever, and visit sweetjames.com. Give him a call. He's the guy you can trust. All right, Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation Talk Radio, 790 KBC. We are hot on Hillary's trail. We've renamed her, though. So if you haven't, if you're just tuning in, I want to be confused when we talk about this person named Wobbles. That's right. Come on. It's too good. Well, if you listen to Bill on Charlie Rose, you hear that it happens frequently. Something happens frequently. It's rife. It's ready to be turned into a moniker. That's right there, Sam Nation Gospel. I got people nodding in the other room. Hopefully not nodding off. So what happened? What happened? Oh, so we had Demagogue Obama. We should turn that into one word, Demagogue Obama. Tongue twister. And what is he doing? He's talking about, I played the clip last segment, but I'll read you just to tease you here, the little ending of it. Because it just ruffled my feathers, I'm not going to lie. So he's talking about Trump, and he goes, he's not really a plans guy, a facts guy. You know, America's got a lot of businessmen and businesswomen. What does he know about business? God, don't get me started. Hiding their, and now, who succeeded without hiding their tax returns? Okay, first of all, you don't succeed in business by showing everybody your tax returns. That's like rule number one. Leaving a trail of lawsuits or workers who didn't get paid, people feeling like they got cheated. First of all, if you're a Democrat, you think any business engaged in the making of money is cheating people. This coming from a guy who's one of Saul Alinsky's disciples. So here I want to set the scene. Trump yesterday, same day as this BS is going down, Trump is visiting his new hotel, which ironically is just down the street from the White House. And his new hotel is just having the finishing touches put on it. And he's coming to do a site inspection. He's visiting his hotel. And, you know, what happens is when you have people coming into the, you know, you got a new hotel and it's being built and everything, you've got to start hiring the staff and the people are there. So the construction people are there. The people are there. Everybody's there. Okay. And Trump walks in the room. Now, mind you, these are all the people that feel cheated, right? These are all the workers, the trail of lawsuits and everything. I want to play me the sound of all those people feeling getting cheated. Play it. Oh, my gosh. We're cheated. Oh, we're cheated. And it continues for like a minute. I don't have time to play it all. But this is what it sounded like. That is the sound of Trump's workers, okay, construction people and everybody, when Trump walked into the room. So he gives some you know, prepared remarks, but you know, I'll tell you, when we come back, I want to talk to you a little bit about my take on the talk that he gave to his employees. I want to tell you my take on it as an employer. Because I think there's something very critical that he said that was great. And also, I've got to get to this. Hillary's wiener problem. I promise the next segment will not leave you flaccid. All right, Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation. Talk Radio 790 KBC back after this.
Check out SamNation.com for show podcasts. Email SamNation at info@thesamnation.com. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram and like us on Facebook.
All right, Sam Rojofsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KBC. I am reporting to you from an undisclosed location deep behind the Orange Curtain. That's right. It's a novel concept. It's an L.A. show reporting live from Orange County. Go figure. So, well, all right. So we're talking about Trump, the Trumpster. And I just, you know, after getting savaged in Pennsylvania by Obama, the bloviator-in-chief, Trump goes and has this tour of his new hotel that's just opened up on Pennsylvania Avenue. It's a new Trump International Hotel, and it looks very Trumpish. Now, I, as you happen to know, I enjoy fine travel. I enjoy from time to time going to a nice resort, nice hotel. I've never stayed in a Trump hotel because it's just, this is just me. It's a little too gilded. I'm not into the whole, you know, gold everything style. But I'm sure this is a very nice hotel. But here's something to take away from the day's events, because it was all recorded. They had a video crew there. It was closed to the press, but it was all recorded, and it was turned over, surprise, surprise, to Breitbart, who reported exclusively on the event. And I looked at the footage today, and I there's something that stuck out. There's something that really just kind of came to me as I was reviewing the footage, and I'll tell you what it is. I'll set the stage here, because I want to play this particular clip. It's a little bit of a longer clip, but I want you to just be patient and listen to the end, because it's really the end of the clip. It's really the end of the clip that is fantastic. And here it is. So, and I'll explain to you why. Let's roll the clip. Yep, clip 9.
So do a great job. I'll be here for, we're going to have a couple of openings, but we're going to have a lot of fun. And I want to get Mike, your construction guys, immediately back in the job. Otherwise, in 2 days, you are going to be so disappointed. And I'm going to be so angry at Mike. I'm going to say, Mike, you're fired. Right? All right.
That evil
Thank
business
you
man.
All. We love you. Let's have a great, great success. You're going to be here for many, many years. Many, many years, all of us. Together, okay? Thank you, everybody. Go get them. Thank you.
This is so powerful, okay? This is exactly what leadership is all about. And I'm telling you this because I manage 65 people. And there's banter and you tease and you have to kind of, so what he's doing with this mic, this construction foreman, you know, he's teasing him. He's like, get your guys back on the job. What are you doing standing around here? You know, what are you doing? But it's a tease. And I guarantee you this, by tomorrow, this is going to be misreported as him talking down. But they're loving it up. And if you watch the video, you see how they're loving it up. They enjoy it. They're loving it. And I'm telling you, this is a guy who knows how to inspire people. And those people that work for him like him. And I'll even say, I'll go up a step further. Some of them love him. And you can tell when you look at the clip and when you see their reactions when he's walking into the room, they just light up. It's leadership, folks. It's leadership. Now, you want to start contrast to that. I'm going to tell you, I'll sum this thing up one way. Wiener the documentary. So I finally sat down and I trudged through this terrible, painful. It was just wincing looking at it. You know, Anthony Weiner, you know, decides to stage his comeback. And so what he thinks is he's his triumphant return. Mind you, he got caught once. He resigned from Congress. And, you know, the thing was barely put away. And he decides to run for the mayor of New York City. So he does it. He runs for mayor. And what do you do? Well, of course, what do? You invite a documentary crew to come follow you around at your every move. And I'll tell you, it was terrible. It was horrible. It was like watching a car accident in slow motion. Yes, Sweet James would have been all over this. And you know, Hillary and her legendary powers of discernment apparently extend also to Huma Abedin. Which, by the way, if you're thinking, Hillary, well, she might be a little bit sick, she might be incapacitated, she might be this, she might be that. The problem is who's going to be there if Hillary's incapacitated? It's going to be Huma. And if you watch this documentary, you realize two things. Huma has terrible judgment. Horrible that she let these cameras follow them around and show these intimacies of their personal life, and it was just a total disaster. But two, more importantly, this guy, this wiener guy, we haven't heard the end of it. I promise you, we haven't heard the end of it. This guy is so volatile and is so deranged and completely devoid of common sense that he will be back, and this specter of wiener is going to be a problem. So, I'm going to stay on this. We're going to follow it here. We're back tomorrow at 7. Visit us at samnation.com for all the particulars. We want to be on top of everything happening that is Sam Nation, otherwise important to the program. We love you. Glad you joined in. Talk to you tomorrow. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KBC.